Hello, this is Dendria Barrow of the Community Archive Center of Tacoma Public Library, and we are at the Swayze Branch on October 16th, 2022, and I am with...
My name is Frank Richard Miller. I go by the name Rich Miller.
Thank you. All right, you may begin with the first question.
All right, well, the neighborhood and the whole West End area means a great deal to me because my uncle was the primary developer of the area, Edward P. Miller. I lived down the street on Skyline Drive, just down past where the library is here, and that was before they put the freeway through. And it was just a barren Scotch broom property. Nothing was there. We used to be able to walk from my house down to 6th Avenue here and go to Tom James Pharmacy and Ruff's Grocery Store and things like that. So it's very important to me, just as a family matter, the history of watching the area develop from nothing, from sagebrush, basically, when my uncle bought it in 1940, to wall-to-wall housing now. And the second question, how has it shaped me? Well, I turned out to be a historian, as it turned out, so and documenting things. So through the Tacoma Art Museum, I've been their history historian for many years, and written their histories up that are documented in the Tacoma Public Library. But so I would say the facts and everything about my uncle, it saddens me that nothing has ever been written up by a professional. I didn't write it because my uncle has a son here in Tacoma, former city councilman Paul Miller, and Paul is actually the COO of the LeMay Auto Museum right now. And I thought he has all the records and it would really be up to him to decide what he wanted to do there. But, that's the story I want to talk about regarding my life in the neighborhood is my uncle and his brothers who worked with him in the Miller Construction Company developing the West End of Tacoma.
Right on. And do you want to share that?
Oh, yes, okay. I was just going to mention more about my uncle. He was born in Kashmir in 1907 and died in 1987. He moved from Wenatchee to Tacoma in the 1930s, and he started out as a builder in Faircrest. And this is during the Depression, of course, and his firm went bankrupt. He had a partner that took off, left him holding the bag, all the money that was owed to the banks. My uncle, rather than declaring personal bankruptcy, decided that he himself would pay it off, which he did. And as a result of that, the doors were open in all the banks for him to come in for anything that he wanted to do and develop. At that time, there was property, undeveloped property, to the north of the Narrows Bridge, running almost all the way down to Point Defiance. And my uncle bought that all, and all the timber had been taken off. It was just scrub things, Scotch broom. And he bought that all and began developing. His property ran down to the water, to the railroad tracks, and all the way up to, in some areas, up to, almost up to Pearl Street. He basically owned the biggest slice of land from North 17th Street, and that ran down almost into Ruston. And he developed, during that time, he developed 1,700 lots, which he sold. And incidentally, at the time he went into the bank to ask to buy this property, they all laughed at him. They said, sure, we'll let you buy it, but there's nobody that's ever going to live that far away from town. So I've always thought he got the last laugh.
Yeah.
So he did develop the 1,700 lots. He put in, platted all of the streets in the area. And He put in 7 additions of houses, including the area that's now called Five Views, which is just before you get to Ruston. And he even bought houses when they developed the shopping center this would be at Westgate, North Westgate. They had to get rid of the houses that were on there. He bought those houses and moved them down to Ruston and used them as rentals. And that's how my father came over and joined the firm. He resisted joining the family firm, but he finally gave in and he came over and took over the real estate sales part of it, as well as managing the rentals for my uncle. And my uncle was named actually special ambassador to Chile by President Eisenhower. And he was sent down there with a specific purpose. Chile was always having earthquakes, and they were devastating because they used almost exclusively adobe and bricks. And they had plenty of timber in the Andes Mountains. Uncle Ed was sent down there to set up teams to educate them on how to build mass-produced wood frame houses that could withstand earthquakes. So he was down there for quite a long time with my aunt, became close friends with Eduardo Frei, who was the president of Chile. And Frei came to Tacoma and stayed at my uncle's house at 1102 Skyline Drive. I remember having dinner with him myself. And Frei was actually overthrown by Salvador Allende, and that became a dictatorship at the period that the CIA had to step in finally, ultimately, and they overthrew the Allende government. So a little historical background to our West End history here. Uncle Ed was also named the national president of American Home Builders for all of the United States. So that would be basically the information I'd like to have on record about him right now for this history project. I want to add that he was a most generous, exceedingly kind man. And when he died, he left his fairly sizable estate to the Greater Tacoma Association, and also a large chunk to the Berkeley Seminary in University of California, and also set up money to buy property for a Baptist church retreat down at the ocean. So, and he was, the last thing I want to say about him is he amazed me as a child. We would have a family reunion, and I had 24 first cousins, and we would all be tearing around the house, yelling and screaming, but Uncle Ed could be sitting in his chair, totally focused on work, not be distracted by one single thing. It absolutely amazed me. I've never seen anybody like that. That's everything I'd like to share. Thank you very much for letting me do this.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.